Gimel Siv Gimel. Chodesh Avei Abotim is an empty area behind the house, Sheinichnosim Yesiv Atodah, which is not used for regular use. So only from time to time is that door used. The Halacha brings that the Sefer Shabbos says that it's talking about it's used for less than once in 30 days. So in this case, if you made a door for that exit, or you have a mat that you hang over there, or another situation that you have a break in the fence and you took thorn bushes, the branches from thorn bushes to fill up the hole. Or if you lay them, if they have a hinge on them, which is a siman that this is a door, then so basically the bottom problem is like this. A regular door is no problem opening and closing, that's part of the building. Over here, this is not used for opening and closing, so this room, to look at the situation, is better, it's made to be sealed. Now you're opening it up. Or the other way around, it's made to be open, you're sealing it up, that's the type of binyan. So for this situation, since, as we said, it's not opened on a regular basis, and therefore looks more like a binyan, you have to have either a hinge that shows that it's a door, or it's tied to the door frame, even though it's not hung by that rope that's holding it up. But the fact that it's tied on also is a similar door. This is being used as a door, not just you taking a board to fill up a breach in the wall. So all these things are permitted when you have the hinge or the rope. It's recognizable this is a door, not just a piece of board that you're adding to the house, since it does have the hinge. And Moses says, surely if the hinge is still on. No, it's not only if the hinge fell off and it's tied on, but surely if it has a hinge on. But you now put a door on the hinge, even if it just easily slides on and off. But since the hinge is really made to be there on a permanent basis, that's considered boina. And as we learned before, binyan in a house and the like, in a permanent structure, is daraisa even if it's not a tight fit. If there's no hinge, and there never was hinge on it, you're allowed to close this. In other words, put this board in place only if it was uplifted from the ground. The Mishabur explains this, Gavay Menards means that it has to be hanging there by a string or a rope or the like, and not dragged on the ground and being picked up to be put into place. So once again, since this looks like you are adding something to the building, it will be permitted only if this board dangles there when it's not being closed. Pesach also, the Knesset Lissiyah taught it, Noilam Afilu, Noilam Amsir Me'oilam V'hu Nigra. Entranceway, which is made to open and close constantly, then you could put that door into place, even if it never had a hinge on it, and even if it's on the ground, it's not suspended. And Mishabu points out, it's mashma here that it does have to be tied to the doorpost, just it could be with a longer rope or string in a fashion that is sitting on the ground when you're not using it. But he points out that the next, if it's mashma in the Ramon, that in this situation it's made for constantly opening and closing, it doesn't have to be tied at all, as long as there is a door frame all around, even on the bottom. And he says the magic can be made on that situation.